Rural Municipalities of Alberta is accusing the provincial government of reducing, instead of increasing, victim services as promised. The province says its new regional model for victim services will better support victims of crime, including in 14 communities where services have not been available. Promises were made that we were never going to see a decrease in services, and it's already happened in Rimby and Three Hills, said Paul McLaughlin, president of the Rural Municipalities of Alberta, RMA, who is also the Reeve of Pinoca County. It's been a disaster. Definitely the government has messed up on delivery of such a crucial service to rural Alberta. He said the 1.5 full-time equivalent, FTE, staff with Rimby's victim services was cut down to 0.5 FTE as of October 1st. They completely dismantled the existing system and create a new one that's centralized. The whole concept of centralization is the exact opposite of how you solve problems in rural Alberta. You always look for local solutions to local problems. He said centralization has also pulled supports away from the RCMP, which will lead to criticisms of the police. This is an attempt by this government to hamstring the RCMP so they can create their own provincial police force, McLaughlin said about the UCP government. The impact from dismantling victim services will be a hot topic at the upcoming annual Rural Municipalities of Alberta in November, he added. Public Safety and Emergency Services Minister Mike Ellis said Alberta has redesigned its victim services model to improve the consistency, accessibility, and sustainability of support for victims of crime and trauma. While support staff will work in the head offices, each RCMP detachment will still have a local navigator to work with victims in person, Ellis said. The head office for Central Alberta Regional Victim Serving Society will be located at the Edmonton International Airport. The regional model is funded for 153 FTE frontline staff, up from 130. Frontline staff will also be supported by up to 10 regional staff to take on administration work that was previously handled by frontline staff, leaving them more time to support victims directly. The province has committed $26.7 million per year, up from $20 million, for victim services through RCMP-based victim services units, victim services offered by municipal and indigenous police services, specialized criminal justice navigators, and integrated services related to domestic violence and youth advocacy centers. Alberta's government is providing full operational funding for victim services. The new fully funded model eliminates the need for RCMP-based victim services staff to fundraise money or ask municipalities for additional funding. The new model will be assessed on data collected in the first year of operations, Ellis said. David Shepherd, Alberta NDP Shadow Minister for Public Safety and Emergency Services, said the UCP's decision to collapse 62 community-based victim services units into four regional groups was a bad one, made without any meaningful consultation. They're shutting down and shutting out local service providers in rural communities who provided excellent service and support for their friends and neighbors who have experienced violence, Shepherd said in a statement. Victim services has been in our communities for decades, working alongside the RCMP and other local organizations to ensure fast, localized support for those who have experienced trauma. It was a system built by Albertans, for Albertans, and it worked. He said the UCP should go back to the drawing board and work with municipal leaders, survivors, and law enforcement to deliver localized victim services for rural Alberta. Julia Hayter, Alberta NDP Shadow Minister for the Status of Women, said 90% of local victim services boards and program managers are not in favor of the new regional model, and this move by the UCP just puts up barriers for those experiencing violence and survivors of sexual assault accessing. This restructuring is only going to add to the trauma endured by Albertans who are victims of family violence and sexual assault. Women in this province deserve better, Hayter said.